KNOM Update News. I'm Margaret DeMaribus, and it's 9:02. The Tanana Chiefs Conference says just more than a third of the 450 residents of Galena are taking up temporary residence in Fairbanks to escape Yukon River flooding. Volunteers in Fairbanks are helping feed the temporary residents and are looking for a facility that could be used as a storehouse for clothes and other donated items. Governor Parnell signed a disaster declaration for Galena on Friday. Two emergency management specialists remained in Galena as of last week. Residents of Unalakleet are currently coordinating a fundraiser to help flood victims. Alaska Community Action on Toxics is in Nome tonight with retired Marine Corps Master Sergeant Jerry Ensminger to talk about how military toxins are affecting our community. Ensminger has been working for 16 years to hold the military accountable for contaminants that have polluted the environment and ultimately killed many from cancer and other illnesses. Ensminger began this work when he discovered that water contamination had occurred at Camp Lejeune in North Carolina, where he had been stationed for many years. He believes the fuel-contaminated water is the cause of his daughter's death. She passed away from leukemia at only 9 years old. Ensminger says the military did not inform him of the contamination at all. He learned about it on the evening news in 1997, 12 years after his daughter had passed. Since that night, Ensminger has been working to hold the military accountable for their actions at Camp Lejeune and in other areas around the nation. That's the reason ACAT brought him to Western Alaska. Vi Wahi is ACAT's Environmental Health and Justice Program Director. She says ACAT wants to share Jerry's story and his struggle and discuss what's going on close to home.
Also bring awareness about the military contamination on St. Lawrence Island, but also in the Norton Sound region, how these sites have never been properly characterized, how they're continuing to be exposures. That's why we have so much cancer, not on the island, but in our region, Norton Sound region. You know, they have to be held accountable. The military is not above the law.
Vi says this is important not just now, but also for the future.
We might not be able to save our generation, but our children and our grandchildren. That's why I do this, because they deserve to have our island cleaned up as much as possible, because it's a way of life we identified with, you know, our culture spiritually, traditionally, you know, and this is something done to our people by something we did not do.
Ensminger will be speaking tonight in Nome at Old St. Joe's. There will also be a viewing of the film Semper Fi, Always Faithful, which documents the occurrences at Camp Lejeune. Again, that's tonight starting at 7 p.m. at Old St. Joe's. To hear more about Jerry Ensminger and his purpose for coming to Western Alaska, tune into Profiles today after the 9 and 6 o'clock weather. Timothy Dooley was officially installed as the new Nome Superior Court judge on Friday. Many community members gathered in the courtroom to witness Dooley's official installation. Justice Daniel Winfrey of the Alaska Supreme Court officiated the swearing-in. Dooley, in a collared white shirt and a plaid tie, placed his left hand on a Bible and raised his right hand.
I, Tim Dooley,
do solemnly swear
that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States, and the Constitution of the State of Alaska, and that I will faithfully discharge my duties as a judicial officer of the State of Alaska
To the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
In a speech, Dooley said he is grateful to be in Nome, commenting that the Nome Superior Court is the best court system in the state. He thanked countless people for helping him transition in his new role, including Judge Ben Esch and the Nome Superior Court staff. Dooley acknowledged his family, his brother, nephew, brother-in-law, and his daughter, who were all present at Friday's special ceremony. He also took time to recognize his wife. Friday was their 38th wedding anniversary.
I'm very grateful to Barb. And 38 years, I hope we have 38 more together. Barb has been through a lot, and I owe her everything. Thank you, Barb.
Judge Dooley has been practicing law for 22 years. Governor Sean Parnell appointed him to the Nome Superior Court on March 5th. A forest fire 60 miles east of Toke has grown to about 1,000 acres and is creating smoke that likely will be noticed by drivers on the Alaska Highway. The State Division of Forestry says the Bitter Creek fire started from lightning. It was first reported early Friday afternoon, and the fire has spread toward Beaver Creek. Firefighters are assessing values of land near the fire to determine a possible strategy for suppression. BP Alaska plans to bring two new drill rigs to the North Slope by 2016. They are part of an additional $1 billion in investment BP says it plans to make over the next 5 years as a result of the oil tax cut recently signed into law by the governor. Governor Sean Parnell championed the cut as a way to increase oil production and industry investment. Critics fear the change will blow a hole in the state budget. Alaska relies heavily on oil revenues for state spending. BP is the second of the North Slope's three major players to announce plans following passage of the tax change. Besides the new rigs, BP plans to evaluate $3 billion in projects on the west end of Prudhoe Bay. Field work on the natural gas line is starting this week, according to a legislative briefing from Frank Richards with the Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation. APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez reports the pipeline would be able to move 500 million cubic feet of gas daily. Richards told lawmakers they're in the process of trying to figure out the safest places to lay down the pipe, which should stretch from the North Slope to South Central Alaska. Because the line would cross active seismic areas, workers are mapping the terrain using remote sensing technology. The geotechnical program is expected to go through this summer, with efforts ramping up July 1st. Once the advanced engineering work is done, the plan is to go ahead with an open season where companies can commit to a project. That is scheduled to happen next year. And for your gold prices at this hour, gold is up $26.20 an ounce to $1,415.50. Silver is up 63 cents an ounce to $22.90. Zinc is at 87 cents a pound. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 arrived at 8:45 this morning and is expected to depart at 9:42. It is unofficially 39 degrees outside the KNOM studios, 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.